Hello, devoted geeks, and welcome to Comm Talk, the podcast extension of Geek Devotions, a show from devoted geeks who are devoted to letting you know that you are loved. I'm Dallas. I'm so glad you guys could join us for this special episode of Geek Devotions. Ladies and gentlemen, we are engaging one of our garden files. This is one of our lost files that we lost when we originally started podcasting. Some of you guys who are new to the podcast, maybe you just joined us since GeekCon. We used to have a podcast on a different server, and that server unfortunately went down, and we had to recover a lot, but we couldn't recover our first 15 episodes. So every so often we put into the RSS feed one of our quote unquote garden files. And so that's what you guys are about to hear. This episode actually comes from all the way back. This is actually interesting timing. October 29th of 2017. That's when this episode originally aired, and it's interesting because this episode is a kind of a reflection episode. This is where I'm actually sitting down on the microphone by myself because Celeste was sick at the time, and I'm talking about why we do what we do. Why did we start Geek Devotions? What is the motivation behind it? And so this is kind of interesting that this is what's come up today for you guys, especially in reflection. You know, this was 2017. It's 2022 today, guys. And this was done in the first, within the first year of us starting Geek Devotions. Well, the first couple years. And we've grown tremendously. And before we get into this podcast where I'm talking about all the stuff that we were thinking about and what we were doing, I want to say this. I want to say thank you to everyone who has supported Celeste and I over the years. I want to say thank you to those who have been behind us and cheering us on and encouraging us, praying for us, those who have partnered with us through some financial means, and also those who have partnered with us in helping to create content. Over the years, we've had various guests join us on our main show, Geek Devotions, which you find on YouTube. We've had people join us for different segments of the podcast. We've had Bees Views and Reviews. We've had Primitive Rhythm Machine, Casual Gamer Society. We've had people come on, do game reviews beforehand and comic book reviews. We've had just various people who have believed in the mission of Geek Devotions take place, step up and help us. And we are so thankful for that. Today, we've expanded beyond, I think, what Celeste and I would have thought was going to be happening as far as in this space. Yes, we have a YouTube show that comes out every single Friday. We haven't missed a single Friday in 7 years. But then we have this podcast. We have the, which of course has the segments, Bees, Views, and Reviews, and Casual Gamer Society in it once a month. Then we have the Bottom Shelf podcast, where we review terrible movies, but on that we also bring out some spiritual implications, some encouragement to it. We have the Gundam Watch, where we're reviewing Mobile Suit Gundam series. We have We Read Allegedly. We have all these podcasts in the digital space. We have our Twitch channel, where we're streaming every week and we're doing life with you guys as best as we can in a digital format. We have all these things taking place, and I am thankful. I am in awe of all this. And so thank you guys for being part of what we do here. It really means a lot to Celeste and I. So, that being said, let's transition to this garden file. And hey, don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. And if you'd like to help make these podcasts better, which by the way, forewarning, the audio you're about to hear is not very good at all. This is really bad audio quality, guys. But I want to say, if you guys want to continue to help us to grow, continue to make things better, check out our Patreon page. Go to geekdevotions.com/support. You'll find information for our Patreon. If you want to just give a one-time gift through PayPal, or if you want to purchase some equipment that we have in our Amazon wish list, those are all available for you guys. So again, thank you guys so much. Let's get into this podcast. And hey, I want to say thank you to John Haru for making this happen for us.
Garden files lost. Now activating John Haru protocol. Garden files found. Initiating lost files.
Thank you. Hello, devoted geeks, and welcome to episode 8 of Com Talk, the podcast extension of Geek Devotions, the YouTube show from a couple of devoted geeks that are devoted to letting people know that they are loved. I'm Dallas, and I wish Celeste could join me, but she can't because she's recovering from some sinus issues, so that's not fun. But that being said, on today's episode, we are going to talk about why we do what we do. I want you guys to do me a favor, though. As you listen to this podcast, please insert or interact with us. Send us your thoughts on what we're saying. You can contact us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You just search for Geek Devotions. Real simple to find us. And if you are watching this on YouTube, which some of our people are doing right now live because we're doing this as a live recording, at least the process of recording this, we're doing it live on YouTube right now. But I want to encourage you guys, those of you watching this on YouTube, leave comments down below. If you watch this on the rebroadcast later, please leave comments down below. Just for a warning for those of you listening to this live on YouTube, your comments that you do right now will disappear later. So keep that in mind if you have a really intriguing thought you want to last forever on the interwebs. All right. So anyways, all that said, make sure you guys all stick around to the end of the show so you guys can hear who is our devoted geek of the week and how you yourself can become next week's devoted geek of the week. Whew, that was a mouthful. So, like I said, today we're talking about why we do what we do. Why do we do geek devotions? Why do we do Com Talk? Thank you, Celeste, so much. Celeste is bringing me some water, guys. I so appreciate it. So why do we do these things? Why do we do Com Talk? Why do we do Geek Devotions? Why do we do the Instagram with the weekly devotionals and the devoted geek thought, our thoughts of a devoted geek devotionals we put out? Why do we do these things? Well, we do it because, well, what it says in our tagline, we're a couple of devoted geeks that are devoted to letting people know that they're loved. And that's really the crux of it. That is our essential core of who we are and why we do what we do, is because we love people. And we saw a need for this type of ministry a couple years ago. We were at a local comic book convention called Geeked Con. And those of you in Shreveport location or the area, you're very familiar with it. We actually went to that, and we were those people who showed up at like 6 o'clock, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning to get in line. And we're waiting in line. We met all kinds of really fantastic people. I mean, really, really great people. That we got to laugh with, and we got to talk to them about just our fandoms, the things that we love, and we're developing these great relationships with people. And then something interesting happened. We had some people show up, and I know the mindset that they had. I know that they believed that they were doing what they were supposed to do. I know they believed that they were doing what they felt God was calling them to do. That being said, their actions, so what they did, I feel like was more counterintuitive to what the Lord wants rather than really being effective. Hey, you asked Dallas, what are you talking about? Well, we had these people show up, and they were holding up signs saying stuff that were like, you know, hey, you're going to hell, turn or burn type of stuff. I don't remember specifically because it's been a couple years now, but I just remember, instead of like the love of Jesus being poured out, what I saw was a lot of anger and a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? Just misguidance. I believe that what happened that day, while it started off with good intentions, it ended up really turning people away from the gospel of Jesus. What I saw online, excuse me. I'm recovering from some stuff too, so bear with me, guys. But what I saw happening in line is the people around us, instead of responding to the gospel, they were instead kind of putting a hand up. There was nothing inviting about it. Now, don't get me wrong. Spreading the gospel with people, it's not about me. It's not about you. We can't save people. Holy Spirit has to draw them in, and I understand conviction of the Holy Spirit, but I do also understand that Jesus just didn't stand in a synagogue all day long screaming at people. He went out to the crowds and he loved on them. He went out to the crowds and showed them a better way. He showed them the heart of the Father. In fact, when people often bring up this argument about, well, Jesus did this, and he was all, well, yes, he was that towards religious people. He was calling out the junk in religious people. He wasn't necessarily tearing apart the people who didn't know the Father, who had no real mode of understanding who he was. He showed love and he showed grace. Much like what we have all received as followers of Jesus Christ. And like I said, it was just, it was a bad situation. It was a bad deal. Now, that being said, it opened up some interesting doors for Celeste and I, because people were then looking at us go, and they're going, what makes you different? Why are you in line with me? And why are you different from those people over there who are professing Christ also? You know, what makes you different? It opened up really great doors for Celeste and I to talk to these people and communicate who God really, really is and who he's not. Yes, God is a God of love. Yes, God is a God who cares about people and all these things. And he is a just God. And we shouldn't forget that. He is a just God. He must punish sin. But he's not hateful and wrathful. Does he have wrath? Yes, he does have wrath. But it's not the main aspect of his personality. And I feel like that we as Christians, we misunderstand the concept of personality. A personality is not simply one aspect, but it's a complex mixture of things. So yes, there is wrath. Yes, there is love. There is grace. But all these things come together to form a perfect God. And what happens, what I find happening in the body is people go, you know what? I want to pick this one aspect of God and I want to hold on to it. And this is what I'm going to amplify. And so for those who they amplify the love of God and the grace of God, they're pouring it out and they're like grace, which is fantastic. But sadly, sometimes we take it too far and we have too much grace for what is not meant to be given grace. At the same time, we have the pendulum swing where people are just so, God is so wrathful and so mean, and he's ready just to zap us and turn us all into crispy critters. And that again is not who God is at all. So Celeste and I, watching this take place, it bothered us, because what was happening in that moment was an unbalance of God's personality being displayed. People need to know that they're loved. They need to know that God cares about them. They need to know that God wants them to be in his fellowship. I feel like there's a lot of people out there who they believe that they have done so much that God could ever redeem them, or that they are in such a position that God does not love them and will never love them. And that to me is a very heartbreaking thing. And so Celeste and I, we went through GeekCon and it was so much fun. It was so enjoyable. We got to see all kinds of great things. We got to love on people in a very different way. We got to see literally the voices of our childhood, all right? The Animaniacs, Winnie the Pooh, Darkwing Duck, you know, Raphael from Ninja Turtles, all these guys, and we got to meet Chewbacca, and we got to meet all these great people at the con. And we went home and we were excited and we were tired, but our hearts were heavy because we realized that there was a whole group of people that were there who we understood, who we related to, and they needed an example of Jesus. They needed somebody to go, hey, this is God. This is his love. This is his character. This is who he is. I'm getting some messages from Celeste. Vibe says, we don't like the tension that comes with things like wrath and grace, justice, and mercy. You are absolutely right, Cisco, Francisco. We don't like those things. We're uncomfortable with those things. We worry about how people respond to those things. And that's a rough thing for people to understand. And I appreciate your comment on that. So like I said, But these people I was dealing with, obviously, they did not mind the tension at all. And that's okay. We shouldn't mind the tension, the tension that comes with those attributes of God. We should never mind the tension of it. I just feel like there's a better way of dealing with it. I feel like there's a better way of presenting it and discussing these things. Again, with balance, with fairness, with grace, and with love, to be perfectly honest. And again, that's one of those things where I feel like people miss it. That they forget what his love really, truly looks like. Sorry, guys, I'm looking at my computer over here because it's acting weird on me. But anyways, like I was saying, there's all these things that take place. And Celeste and I, we got home and it bothered us, and we're going to talk about it and we're going to pray about it. And at the time, Celeste and I were dating. I believe we were engaged at the time. This is August, so we weren't quite engaged yet. So we were still in the dating relationship. So that happened. So, like I said, we prayed about this and we talked about it. And, again, in the process of we're getting married, and, we're trying to find a place to live, because at the time I lived with my mom, she lived with her parents. And finally, you know, we got married, and at the same time, we still had this thing just deep in our heart that we were burdened about. And we're like, God, you wants us to do something. So with all that said, we stood up and we did something about it. We created Geek Devotions, the YouTube show that we do on a weekly basis. Again, if you're listening to this on podcasts, if maybe you stumbled upon us somehow, you really need to check out our YouTube channel, Geek Devotions. We put out new episodes every Friday, and it's a lot of fun. And what we do is we take geeky pop culture items, and we use it to point people to Jesus. We use it to point people to God's love and to his grace, and let them know that there's a God out there that loves them and cares about them and wants to see hope take place in their lives, hope restored, salvation to take place. And that's what we've been doing for the last almost whole year. Oh, Celeste says we were engaged at the time. That's what we've been doing for almost the last year. I think we just put up episode 48 of season 1 of Geek Devotions. And if you're watching this on YouTube, there will be a card up in the corner. It's the little eye symbol. Click on that, and you will get to see a lot of our other shows that we have going on. But we just uploaded episode 48 of Geek Devotions. And it's dealing with Doctor Who. It's dealing with this latest episode, Doctor Who, which is called The Doctor Falls. Or The Fall of the Doctor. I can't remember what it's called exactly now. But the episode is called, that we put out, is called The Doctor's Last Speech. And in it, the Doctor is talking to the Master and Missy. And they're like, you know, what's the point? And he's trying to help them understand that what he does is just because it's good. It's decent. It's because it needs to be done. There's an understanding that the Doctor has that if he doesn't do this, no one will. And I wasn't planning on necessarily talking about this necessarily, but that's why Celeste and I do what we do, is because it's good. It's because it's right. It's because somebody needs to stand in the gap for people. Somebody needs to be there to love on folks and let them know that somebody cares about them, that God cares about them. I work in my church, and I'm a minister there. You do youth ministry and media ministry, but in my aspect of youth ministry, I go to schools and I walk the campuses and I see all these kids who, because of their interest in geeky things such as comic books, animes, and all that stuff, that they kind of been ostracized because people don't quite understand it. I still get people going, well, what's this thing about anime? I don't understand. And I see them, and my heart breaks for them, because I know that God has a plan for them. He has a purpose for them. I know that God's called them to greatness, but the world around them has shunned them and put them to the corner, because what I really believe God wants to speak to them through, the world has said, that's weird. Why are you doing that? And so Celeste and I, we go, look, we understand the weirdness. And no, we're not saying that all the stuff that's out there is good by any means. I had somebody ask me that question the other day. We're not saying that everything out there is good. But why throw out a whole medium because somebody was stupid with it. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. Paul says, of course you don't remember if you were engaged at the time. Yeah, I didn't remember if I was engaged at the time, Paul. So, but like I was saying, you know, we see these kids and we just hurt for them, guys. We see these adults that are out there. And again, they don't understand certain things. Or the people don't understand certain things. The world doesn't understand certain things. Like, why are you interested in these things? Da, da, da. And I hurt for them because God still loves them. And throughout the years, I've seen the church itself hasn't made a very good response to people who are in the geek culture. And like what happened at GeekCon a couple years ago. So that's why we do what we do. We want to stand in the gap for people. We want to be there and love on them, let them know that there's a God that cares about them, that there's something more. I feel like I've said it several times this episode already, but that is the crux of who we are. That's why we do what we do. Again, it's in the show notes. Geek Devotions, a show from a couple of devoted geeks devoted to letting people know that they're loved. Simple. We just want people to know that they're loved. So that's why we do what we do. I will say this. One thing I found that was interesting. I know I'm rambling, and this is probably going on for entirely too long of an episode. But that being said, a couple months ago, I posted up we did a geek devotion, and I did the little mini devotion that we put on Instagram and Facebook, and I shared it to a secular page. It was dealing with X-Men. I think it was my Cable episode and that we'd done. And we posted it up. And in the secular page, I understood the angst. The, oh my gosh, seriously? Why are you doing this? You know, I understood that, but I posted up in a Christian page. I'm not going to say it because what page it was because it got weird. But there was one person like, seriously, why would you do this? Why would you take this item and make it spiritual? And they called it Jesus juking, which is if you're familiar with football terms, juking is like where you do a weird turn to, you know, you're going this way, also you're going in the opposite direction. And so Jesus juking is where you're taking something that's not necessarily Christian, but you're putting a spin on it to be Christian. There was a comedian, he called it basically being, you know, oversaved. You know, you're like looking for your keys, like seek first the kingdom, the keys of the kingdom type of thing. But I posted that page, this guy was having issues with what I did. And I was like, bro, I'm doing this because it speaks to